Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here, also live in the studio with us. Matt Baer, the traffic beast from the WIBC Traffic Center, also host, co-host of the Supporting Sobriety podcast. And before the segment is done, I definitely want to get your clip from a podcast I was listening to. I thought was fascinating and revealing, and I wanted to get your take on it. But right now, though, how excited are you for the Indiana Pacers and the playoffs? Game one, 7 o'clock, Sunday night, 7-game series, 4 games guaranteed. We got a couple of games here at home. Matt Baer, what do you think?
I think there's something special that happens around here whenever the Pacers go to the playoffs, and it's been forever.
No.
So it's I think everybody's going to be vibrant downtown. This is a fun team, and I mean, there's a little inconsistency with the Pacers sometimes, but at the same time, Miles Turner turned out to be something all of a sudden, you know? So I think it's a fun team. It's going to be a 7-game set, 6-7 game set, and a team that, Milwaukee's missing their star player?
At least at the beginning of the series, that's what we're hearing, that Giannis is probably going to miss at least the first game, maybe more. And depending on how the series goes, he might try to rush back.
And then what about the guy that I can't, his name's escaping me, from Toronto that we acquired?
Oh, Pascal Siakam.
Is he okay?
He's good to go.
Okay, he's good to go. All right.
Ready to roll.
An injury there.
Let's get some Pacers and Racers going at the end of the month. You know,
right.
let's do something like that.
Is there anything better than the Indy 500 than going straight from there to the Pacer playoff game?
Right.
You did it, didn't you? Did you do it?
Oh, that's awesome.
I did it one year, and it was a total nightmare because that was the year the race ended under rain, and it ended early, and then I went to the Pacer game, and the Pacers lost, and then there was a tornado that night. So it really wasn't
okay.
A banner night in the city of Indianapolis. A short 500, a Pacer playoff loss, and a tornado.
All the pieces were there, though. We were so close. Was that the Roy Hibbert team? That was the Roy Hibbert goose egg game?
They lost to the Pistons night. And then, you know, tornado stuff. But again, whether you're a Pacer fan or not, it's cool when the city has good positive vibes. And when there's a little bit warmer weather, I know it's chillier today than it has been, but you know, by the time that first playoff game rolls around, we're looking at temperatures in the 60s. You know, people are sitting outside at the Tin Roof, at coaches, at the restaurants, and there's a little vibe in the air, man. It's positive, and I love it.
Yeah, and think about everything that's happening. You have the Pacers, you have the Fever coming up, probably winning titles here before too long, and then you have IU winning in the transfer portal right now.
I mean,
hang another banner. Yeah. Banner number 6, transfer portal national champion.
Everything I'm reading, it looks good. They're bringing in a team from all corners of the earth right now. It looks like fun, and Purdue's pretty good. So we have a lot of good basketball going on around here, which is what we need here in Indiana. So I'm excited about it. Win or lose, the Pacers are getting better. Everything seems to be improving.
That first home game for the Pacers is a week from tonight at 5:30 p.m.
Strange start time.
First two games are in Milwaukee. Sunday is game one, and then the first home game for the Pacers. Yeah, 5:30 p.m. start time.
Yeah, traffic is, you're going to have your hands full all week from today.
You can also get a special at Applebee's at 5:30, as I understand.
Ask for Cheryl. Tell them Rob Kendall sent you. So you are the host of the Supporting Sobriety podcast. You're one of the hosts. Ryan Hedrick of the Newsroom is another part of this. And you can find this podcast anywhere podcasts are provided. It feels like that's the line everybody says.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Twitter handle is what?
@sobriety_pod, X and Instagram rolling right now. And we love the conversation if anybody wants to come over.
And again, we say this every week, but I know there's people that listen for the first time. Your podcast, again, you and Ryan, both recovering addicts of various different things. This is a podcast not designed necessarily for the people that are going through what you went through, but for everybody else, the family members, the friends that had to deal with you at your worst.
Yeah, we call it the people behind the people that helped bring us back to life, you know, brought us out of the abyss. And this is kind of our living amends, kind of a way to say thank you. We are doing the very best we can right now to not put anybody through that again. And that's, I mean, I remember before I actually said, yeah, I'm an alcoholic. There's a lot of drinking that happened before then. Before I finally said, yeah, I'm an alcoholic, I didn't know anything about alcoholism, and I didn't believe in it. I didn't think it was a real thing. I was like, well, an alcoholic can just stop drinking.
Stop whenever you want.
Yeah, stop whenever you want. And that's what I told people all the time. Now, I'd be on my fifth or sixth well tequila by then.
Right.
And I'd be like, oh, I can quit this one.
There's an old Norm MacDonald bit, the late, great Norm MacDonald, that says, when you're passing out diseases, alcoholism is the best one.
Right. Well, it's a socially acceptable disease. I mean, if you're an alcoholic, at least people are like, well, this guy's fun. I can go party with him.
But notice he said well tequila, the way. The stuff, the warm yellow stuff in the plastic bottle.
Right. They wring it out from a dish rag into a plastic cup.
But I was listening to the show where you were talking about relapsing.
Yes.
Is that what this clip is?
It's a relapse clip, and I talk about my relapses because it's something I am very much an expert on. I mean, we speak only from our own experiences. We're not experts on anything, but we speak from our experiences, and I know relapse is a huge part of my story.
So let's play a little clip here. This is from the Supporting Sobriety podcast. This is about relapses.
I didn't even want to get sober the first time I went to recovery. I thought I'd moderate, and I bought wine on the way home. I'm sure I've talked about that, but that was relapse one. And then I got sober, and then COVID came around, and I couldn't do anything. So I used that as an excuse to drink. That's relapse two. Then I felt a woman had rejected me. She really hadn't, but I have an alcoholic brain with the alcoholic ego. Relapse three. Finally had a good day at work. Not a great day at work, just good enough for relapse four. I'm probably leaving one out, but we get the point. Even as I round the corner to 3 years of sobriety, I'm still on the journey.
Yeah.
Are you scared? Like, is always in the back of your mind that you're going to relapse again, or is that kind of left you?
Well, there's
a little
trepidation there because, you know, we never have a maid. I mean, we never go in with the attitude as, yeah, I have this licked.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, it's a lifetime commitment to your sobriety, and you have to be serious about it. But I wanted that clip was important to me because, I mean, you can relapse and you don't want to, but you can relapse 1,000 times and still be in this thing. You know, as long as you're alive.
That's
and you
the
have
point.
Breath, yeah, you can keep going and you can keep coming.
Because I know how bad people feel if they relapse and they're addicts it just destroys them, but you got to get back on the horse, so to speak.
When I was in relapse, the only thing I could think about was getting sober again and how I'm going to have to go back to the hospital detox, and that's what people think about. All your friends are sober. You know, all of a sudden you have sober friends. You're like, I miss my friends and everything. So yeah, that clip is important to me because you can get this even if you continually relapse.
If somebody has a question for you, maybe they want to talk about the podcast, talk about your experience, maybe they want to slide in your DMs and send you a nude, where can they find you?
Nudes at Matt in Traffic. And you can send them to @sobriety_pod too. I mean, I'll look at the nudes anywhere. But that's the best place for a conversation. You can message us. You can just tweet us. Whatever you want to do. If you need something private, the message is the best way to go. But we are here. We love the conversation. And we are so blessed to be able to have it and be alive today. And thank you guys.
Right
thank you, Allison.
And we love you, Matt.
We love you guys so much.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.